First person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Gillian Greenside talks Measure F.
I have researched Measure F on the June 7th ballot and strongly suggest a no vote on this sales tax increase. And here is why. First, it is a regressive tax, meaning rich and poor pay the same amount. Yes, groceries, medicines and diapers are exempt, but everything else that low-income people may need to buy are not. Clothes, school supplies, car repairs, tools, cleaning products, etc. are all taxed. If passed, the sales tax will rise to 9.75%, the county's highest rate. Second, to put Measure F on the ballot, the city had to declare a fiscal emergency. At the same time as claiming emergency, the city is contracting with multiple high-priced consultants to work on projects that are in no way emergencies, such as extending downtown towards the wharf. Third, the proponents of Measure F are misleading the public into believing that Measure F will fund solutions to homelessness, affordable housing, mental health, roads and parks. Not true. By law, any funds raised if Measure F passes go into the general fund. They cannot be earmarked for specific programs. Beyond the $14 million the state has granted to the city to address homelessness, a future city council might vote funds to the listed programs, or not, or might allocate the money for more consultants or retirement funds. A progressive community should not support a regressive tax.
Gillian Greenside is a longtime Santa Cruz resident. For First Person Singular, this is Matilda Rand.